You would think that the tragic death of 22 people would be the most horrific thing that could happen in a single building. That's where you'd be wrong. Welcome to American Esoterica. If history class gives you the off-the-rack suit jacket, this is the relax-fit suit-separate pants that go with it. The essential stuff in between, the personalities, events, and other ephemera that shape our history and culture. I'm Brian Powers. It was a horrific day in Washington. A collapse in a government building led to the death of 22 workers and serious injury to 68 others. Maybe the worst part about it is that you may have never even heard about it. And that's really the fault of this particular building's role in our history. But that's the beginning of the story. And now that you know the end, we're going to start in the middle. The building at 511 10th Street Northwest was first used for offices by the federal government at the end of the Civil War. In 1865, it had been confiscated by the United States, and its owner was given compensation for its taking. It was then thoroughly gutted, and contractors spent several months renovating it for use as offices for a large number of government workers. At the end of November that year, the Record and Pension Bureau of the War Department took up residence in the first two floors. It was joined by the library of the Surgeon General's office with its thousands of medical books. The Army Medical Museum took up the third floor for about 20 years before moving, and the War Department filled that space when it did. The location of 511 10th Street Northwest made it a great spot to house bureaucrats. Located as it was on the northwest side of Washington, it was only five blocks from the White House and just about halfway between there and the Capitol, while only three blocks off of the National Mall. In 1873, it became even more convenient when a train platform was built on the Mall just a few blocks away, and more workers came to the building every day. The 1865 renovations didn't hold up very well, though, and the complaints from the clerks about the poor, unsafe condition of 511 10th Street reached a fever pitch at around the 20-year mark. In 1886, the new Bureau Chief of the War Department, Colonel Fred Ainsworth, began improvements to the interior of the building. Considering what happened later, it appears he was hired based on the condition of his incredible mustache alone. To be fair, it was pretty amazing. Updates were made to the building, but not nearly enough, and several areas within the building were kept cordoned off with ropes because of structural concerns. Not only that, Ainsworth gave the workers longer hours and bigger workloads in the crumbling building. By 1893, 500 government clerks worked at 511 10th Street. To keep from overstressing the main staircase at the end of the workday, workers were released slowly, floor by floor. Gee, that sounds safe. One of the walls developed a noticeable bulge. Plaster regularly fell from the walls and ceiling. Things were not going well, but Ainsworth decided to put his efforts into what really mattered, electric lighting. How about instead of Ainsworth, we just call him Ainsworth? As part of the modernization effort on the building, Colonel Ainsworth authorized the installation of a light plant, a small electric generator in the basement. To install it, however, workers had to excavate 12 feet of space in the basement in two walls that were really close to the brick support piers for the building. Because that's a smart thing to do in a building that is already structurally unsound. At 9:30 a.m. on Friday, June 9, 1893, one of those brick support piers gave way, and a huge section of each floor collapsed one by one as the support columns beneath them fell. The domino-like effect went through all three stories, leaving a 40-foot-wide hole. The lowest level was now a pile of rubble, desks, files, and bodies. 22 were killed in the collapse. 68 injured. Basil Lockwood, a young black man, climbed a telegraph pole and used a ladder to a third-floor window to help trapped workers escape, saving around 20 of them. He was given a gold watch and a job at the War Department for his bravery. Also, he lost that job to budget cuts 7 months later. The victims and the debris took days to remove, and then the question arose as to who to blame. An inquest found Ainsworth and the contractor doing the work liable for criminal negligence, but the district attorney dropped the charges. The War Department repaired the building yet again and used it for offices and storage until 1928. The National Park Service took control in 1933 and still manages it today. So why isn't this tragic and infamous incident more, well, infamous? Maybe it's because 511 10th Street Northwest had already been touched by an arguably bigger and far more infamous tragedy. It had been confiscated by the government at the command of Secretary of War Edwin Stanton after owner John Ford attempted to reopen it as a theater to stage a play in July of 1865. There's one more eerie note to this tragedy. At 9:30 a.m. on June 9th, 1893, at the same time as the collapse of Ford's Theater in Washington, another event began in New York City, the funeral of an actor who had graced the stage at Ford's Theater many times, Edwin Booth. This has been American Esoterica. All sounds were made by me, Brian Powers. Did I get it wrong? Did I get it right? Just want to congratulate me on going this whole episode not saying Lincoln. Oh, crap. Drop me a note. The address is yale@americanesoterica.com. More information on the show and its episodes can be found at americanesoterica.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.